This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. The White House is imposing its travel ban on Brazil 2 days earlier than announced after that country revealed its new daily coronavirus death toll. The Brazilian Health Ministry said on Monday that COVID-19 killed 807 people during the previous 24 hours. The death toll for the United States at the same time was 620 for that 24 hours. U.S. officials did not give a specific reason for moving up the travel ban that was supposed to have started Thursday, but will now take effect on Tuesday. The Brazilian travel ban applies to foreigners who want to come to the United States and have been in Brazil during the past 14 days. That's the period during which health experts say someone can have COVID-19 and infect others without showing any symptoms. U.S. President Donald Trump has similar travel bans in place on China, the United Kingdom, and Europe. The White House says the president is taking this decisive action to help ensure foreign nationals who've been in Brazil do not become a source of additional infections in our country. Brazil has more than 363,000 COVID-19 cases. Its total number of cases is second only to the United States, which has 1.6 million cases. Afghan authorities released 100 Taliban prisoners on Monday as part of the government's response to a surprise 3-day ceasefire the insurgents called to mark the Eid al-Fitr festival. The pause in fighting is only the second of its kind in Afghanistan's nearly 19-year-old war. It appeared to be holding on day two after the government welcomed the truce by announcing plans to release up to 2,000 Taliban inmates. President Ashraf Ghani said his administration was also ready to hold peace talks with the Taliban, which are seen as key to ending the war. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The World Health Organization said Monday it had temporarily suspended clinical trials of hydroxychloroquine as a potential treatment for COVID-19. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told a virtual press conference the decision came after the publication last week of a study in The Lancet medical journal that indicated using the drug on COVID-19 patients could increase their likelihood of dying. He added that the WHO-backed trials had been suspended while the safety is reviewed. The tourism industry is slowly reviving in some European countries with new precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Greece, whose economy relies heavily on tourism, reopened cafes and restaurants Monday under new social distancing guidelines. Travel to previously closed islands also resumed Monday in Greece, but only for domestic tourists. The country is not planning to welcome foreigners until mid-June. Spain reopened some of its beaches. Madrid and Barcelona allowed people to assemble in groups of 10 from museum visits, and restaurants were allowed to fill half of their outdoor seating. France began lifting border restrictions Monday to allow in migrant workers and tourists from other European countries. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe announced he was lifting the state of emergency in Tokyo and a handful of other cities Monday. He warned, however, that this does not mark the end of the outbreak. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson's closest aide has defied calls to step down following accusations he broke coronavirus lockdown rules. Dominic Cummings gave a rare public statement Monday, doubling down on his claims that he acted reasonably when he drove 400 kilometers from London to his parents' home in northeast England with his wife and child, while both he and his wife had symptoms of COVID-19. Cummings said he was worried that if he and his wife fell ill, there would be no one to care for their child. Prime Minister Boris Johnson defended Cummings on Sunday, saying his aide acted responsibly, legally, and with integrity. Britain has been the European country hardest hit by the coronavirus. It has some 260,000 cases and nearly 37,000 deaths. Judges at the Federal Court of Justice in Western Germany ruled Monday that Volkswagen must buy back a diesel car it modified to appear less polluting. It's a decision that could influence the outcome of tens of thousands of other so-called Dieselgate cases. Almost 5 years after Volkswagen's admission to cheating on emissions tests involving millions of diesel-engined cars, the ruling is the first legal setback for VW in its home country. You can find more on these and other stories on our website, voanews.com. We have an easy-to-use app as well. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton, VOA News.